You are listening to Yoga Boss, episode 211.
Welcome to the Yoga Boss podcast. Do you feel like you were meant to have a successful career in the yoga industry? Like you got into this industry to truly help your students, but you're struggling to actually make money? Or you know that marketing your business is essential, but don't know how to make it intentional and effective for you? Maybe you have already had some success, but you're ready to scale to multiple six figures. Building a profitable yoga business is less complicated and easier than you know. It takes business strategy and a yoga boss mindset. When you are ready to work on your business, instead of in it, this is the podcast for you. Now your host, Jackie Murphy, the business coach just for yoga teachers.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Yoga Boss. I am Jackie Murphy. This is episode 211, how to grow your yoga business without social media. What? Is that possible in today's world? So I first just have to say that if you are a yoga business owner and you want to grow on social media, you want to use the tool that we have in order to reach more students and bring those students to yoga, let's do it. Let's go for it. I want you to know that you do not have to hate or dread posting on social media. So many yoga business owners that I work with have come from the place of feeling like it's so hard to create content, that it takes them forever, that they have no idea what to say. And once they figure out what to say, they have to write a hook and then they don't know how to wrap it up or record the reel with it. So I have to tell you all, and I don't think I've talked about this enough on the podcast, is that inside of the Business of Yoga membership, the members get an email every single Monday with 4 weekly reels that they can use in their business to grow their business. So it includes a trending audio, which, my friends, is so key to just having the algorithm share your video. It includes a hook that you can use, how to write it. You like plug and play your ideal student's problem, or how you call them, like how you talk about your ideal students. A caption that you can write, and then a call to action to use. Now, the reason that this is so beneficial is because it's going to make posting on social media so much easier for you. And if it's easier for you, you are going to be more likely to do it. And if you're more likely to do it, then you're actually using social media as a tool to grow your business. If you are not in that place where it feels really hard or difficult, you have to make sure that you're inside of the Business of Yoga course and membership. Again, this is for the people who want to grow on social media. But let's say you're listening to this podcast and you're like, that's nice, Jackie, but no matter what reels you give me, no matter what captions you provide, which y'all would be thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars monthly if you were working with like a social media manager or marketing agency. So you're getting this for $47 a month. Like, I cannot tell you how beautiful this offer is for you. Take advantage of it. Now, let me go back to what I was saying. If you're one of those people who does not want to use social media, for whatever reason, you've just decided like, that's not for me, even if it felt easy, even if I had fun doing it, I still don't want to use social media to grow my business. Did you know that you can totally do that? You can 100% do that. I typically talk to clients and encourage them to at least have a presence on social media, because in 2024, we are seeing a lot of hybrid buyers. They might hear about you from a friend, but they want to check you out and they go to social media to look for you. But if that's not the case for you, I do not want you listening to the podcast, watching my masterclasses, thinking, well, I'm not doing social media, so I can't grow my business, because that is not the case at all. So I'm going to give you 5 different ways to grow your business without social media in this podcast. Before we dive into those 5 different ways, we have to have a real talk, you and I. Because if you want to grow your business without social media, because social media feels hard, because you don't know what to say, because perfectionism gets in the way, because you start to compare yourself, that is not a solid reason for not doing it, right? All of that can be overcome when you really start to think like a business owner and you navigate the ups and downs that come with that. If your reason to not grow on social media is really aligned with your business, great. What I mean by that is if you have an online membership that you want people to join and you try to grow your online membership without actually being online, that's not aligned. That's not going to work, right? So I really want you to think about, like, what is your reason? Why do you want to grow your yoga business without social media? And then if that reason aligns with the type of business that you're trying to build and the type of students that you're trying to reach, let's move forward. All of the things that I'm going to tell you today can be used whether or not you're on social media or not. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, I do want to use social media, great. Also, you can use this stuff as well, right? It's going to complement each other. It's going to go hand in hand. So the first thing that I want you to do to grow your business off of social media is talk like an expert in your field to people. So simple. I want you to share your expertise for what you do and how you do it and what your experience is, how you've gotten clients' results with other people. Now, what that means is that you are going to become a key person of influence for your specific expertise. People are going to turn to you and respect you as like the person that knows more than anybody else, or the person who can really get people results. This is what I'm going to do in the yoga business industry. Is that a thing? I want to be known as like the business coach that you have to work with because of the results that I get people. Now, if I'm going to go talk as an expert in my field to other groups of people, and I don't want to do it online, where am I going to go? I am going to pitch myself to go speak at other groups. So are there groups in your community, in your neighborhood that you can go share? It might be a networking group that you can go speak at one time. I know there's one down here called Mindful Mornings, I want to say. That is one of the groups that you can pitch yourself and go be the speaker at. You could write and pitch articles for like Elephant Journal or Forbes and get your expertise and your knowledge out that way. You could pitch yourself to be on other podcasts and share your expertise in a podcast. You could write a book and share your expertise in that book. It will really change the way people see you when you say, oh, I'm the author of this book on the expertise that I have. So you have to think about where do I want to share my expertise and what medium do I want to share it in? Podcasts, speaking engagements, writing a book, writing online, blogs, like what do you want to do? Where are you going to share your expertise? The second thing that I want you to do to grow your yoga business without social media is really get focused on building a referral-based business. In order to do that, you actually have to be very intentional about asking for referrals in the right way. So they did a study and they found that 91% of customers are willing to give a referral, but only 11% of businesses actually ask. So just think about this. When was the last time that you asked your current students or your current clients to refer you? And do you have a referral program that is consistent, that is a streamlined process, that is really easy for your students or your clients to implement? You can tell people, hey, when people ask, because I know they will, because you're going to be getting results, you're going to seem like a different human, here's what you say about my program. You can tell them exactly what to say in order to refer you. Now, let me just tell you, for this to work, you cannot just be a yoga teacher, right? You have to have a little bit of expertise in something to be really referable, so that when you hear a conversation and someone's like looking for a way to solve their back pain and they've tried everything and they've done everything and they've gone to every doctor's visit, someone listening can be like, oh my gosh, I have to tell you about this yoga teacher who solved my back pain. She's the expert in back pain. You have to, you know, get her number. You have to become the person who someone else can tell about, right? So think about when you're referring books to other people. You're like, here, this book is about this. You have to read it. That's what I want you to be able to share with your students. Say, this is what I do. This is what I'm about. Here's how I do it. Share that with your people. There's a lot of nuance to building a referral-based business, but I just want you to start to think of, do I have a consistent referral process, and is it really easy for my clients to refer me? Number three, third way to grow your business without social media is to be a host. Now, going to networking events is amazing. Hosting networking events is like the next level, right? It puts you in the position of leadership where even if you're just the person gathering people together, you're going to be seen as the leader, the expert, someone that people look up to and want to learn from. So what can you be a host of? Honestly, let me just tell you, from being in conversation with a bunch of my clients, what's working really well right now to get long-term high-ticket clients is hosting day-long retreats. So you host a day-long retreat, and then from there, you can sell the people from that retreat into your program or offer. So you could do that. You could host a summit where you get other people who are experts to come in and talk. You could host a meetup. You could host an event. Be a host of something. All right. The fourth way that you can grow your business without using social media is being in collaboration with other business owners in your area. So let me give you an example of this. I want you to think about, in your area, who can you refer your students to that is a beautiful, like, symbiotic relationship? So when we opened the studio down here, I went around and I talked to a juice bar, I talked to a chiropractor, I talked to a cycling studio, because, hey, listen, none of those people are direct competitors to what we offered. They all are collaborators. So oftentimes people who like yoga like juices, and people who like yoga go to a chiropractor, and people who like yoga also want to spin. So my thought was like, hey, when my clients ask about like what other workouts they can be doing, or if they know a really good studio, I'm going to refer this spin studio. Where my clients ask like, do you know any good juice spots we can go to after this class, which does happen, I'm going to refer you to this business. So I want you to think about who you can collaborate in your area and say, hey, I'm looking for a juice bar to recommend to my clients. Are you okay if I, you know, refer them to you? Make sure you check them out. Make sure they're good, right? You want to make sure that your people that you're suggesting to other people are like legit. And then what happens is often that business will also become a refer partner for you. So you can put up business cards or flyers in their juice bar, or they'll tell people to come to you when they're at the chiropractor and they're looking for yoga. So build your little business book of your network and be able to refer people to each other and share in the love. Okay, the fifth way that you can grow your business without using social media is really nailing email marketing. Now, you may know that building an email list is very vital to you growing your business. I think that's true if you're using social media, or if you're not. Like, everybody should have an email list. You own the email list. You have those email addresses forever. So when you're thinking about mastering email marketing, you're going to think about mastering things of like building out a really good lead magnet. This is often a freebie or your intro offer. You're going to think about really mastering writing copy and building a really good nurture sequence and funnel. Now, all of that doesn't have to happen right away. If you're just getting started, go collect people's email addresses so that when you're out at soccer and a mom says, hey, what do you do? You're like, oh, I'm a yoga teacher. Like, I'd love to give you a 10-minute meditation. Can I get your email address? I'll send it to you later. And you've collected an email address. And then you can reach back out to her and be like, how's it going? Here's my offers. If you know anyone who's interested, or if you're interested, I'd love to talk more. So build your email list strategically. If you're beyond that point, then you're going to start to look at, how can I master email marketing in general? Copy, you know, really good nurture sequences, mastering open rates, mastering click rates. Like, it is an art and a science to master email marketing. And it is a lifelong practice, right? And understanding that that is a real tool to grow your business. A lot of studios that I talk to have a giant email list that they are not using at all in a proper way to grow their business. So if you're thinking of emailing a newsletter once a week and you only email people when they haven't been to the studio in 6 months to remind them to come in and on their birthday, that is not email marketing. You are sitting on a gold mine and you aren't using it. So really master email marketing. So these are just five different ways that you can grow your yoga business without using social media. And I want to invite you into the Business of Yoga course and membership. Inside of the marketing module, I give you 44 ways to get more visible in your business. Some of them include social media, but some of them don't. So we really break this down. And listen, you don't need to do all 44. You don't need to do all five of what we talked about. Pick one and really go into that one, master that and see a return from that, and then go to master another. So join us inside the Business of Yoga course and membership. If you do want to grow your business on social media, just know that those weekly reels are there for you, which means making social media easy and feel fun. Like that is possible for you. And that is what you'll get when you join. All right, my friends, I will talk to you in the next episode. Go grow that business.